Before I call Misha and Teresa up here, I'd just like to give you an update on my brother Phil. As you mostly know, he's been struggling with sleep, other issues, health issues. He would love to be here this morning, and he was hoping to be here this morning, but with a lack of good sleep and other things, with a lot of busyness in the household that they're experiencing right now with family home, he wasn't able to make it here. But he wants to continue to have you pray for him. And he has seen some good results of the prayer at times, but still ways to go. And Misha and Teresa, if you'd come up here. Teresa is a daughter of Phil and Ruth Ann, their fourth child. And I believe at some point after high school felt the call of God to go into ministry. I think she went to college in Indiana and then eventually answered that call to go to Russia, which where she met her future husband. Come on up here, if you can. Teresa's going to share a little bit about their ministry, and then Misha's going to bring us the message. So, Russ, it's not Kyle today, it is Misha.
Well, you can see clearly that my biggest ministry now is to these little guys. So if he lets me, I'll share a little bit about our ministry. So I moved there, as maybe Uncle John said, in 2007. And it's one of those wonderful stories of how you follow the Lord. I was a single missionary. I definitely was not planning to marry a Russian, but met there my dream man, also doing ministry. And we have been serving the Lord full time since 2007. Well, I guess you could say Misha since 2010. And right now, our youth ministry, we have about 75 regular youth. When we hold maybe a conference, 175, 200. So a lot of youth. Our city, Irkutsk, is the educational center for that part of Siberia. So kids come from all the villages and small towns there, and our youth, we call it youth ministry, but it's really from 15 to 25. So it's youth and college together. And we have 10 home groups, so that's 6 girls' home groups and 4 young men's home groups throughout the week. And a lot of the main kind of yearly events that we just did before we came, was our yearly youth camp with about 80 kids on Lake Baikal. You fishermen make a bucket list to go to Lake Baikal and fish. There's a lot of indigenous fish there, and it's a great environment to just raise up young people for the Lord. So, and Misha also is really involved in worship ministry, and you could probably say that the worship that he feels, the passion, he's really given to our youth. So for us, it's normal to have an hour-long worship. Actually, our church is about 2.5 hours, 2:15. So we have an hour worship and an hour preaching. So he's not going to do that today. Don't worry. So our kids even said, like, church in America is short. I said, well, you know, if you take the bus for an hour to get there, I guess you got to make up for it. So we love to worship. We are excited about what God is doing. And you could think, like, some people say, Teresa, you've been there for so long, are you going to come back? And I do always have to say, I love the United States. It's my home. But we follow the Lord and what the Lord has for us. And we don't have any plans to be anywhere else than where he has for us. So we're believing God for 100 kids this year. We're believing God for our events to grow. We also have a yearly youth conference and different, basically every other week, two, maybe sometimes if it's summer, one youth group a month. So thank you for your prayers for my family, for my parents, and just being a part of our ministry. We have a little ministry card, so if you're interested in following us, see me afterwards, and I'd love to give you a card. So we love you guys, and this church for me has been just highlight of my summer, because we would come here every summer, and I have so many memories of Awana, of VBS. So it's interesting. You may think it's not a huge church, but you guys have had a worldwide impact. Isn't that amazing? So thank you.
Здравствуйте, дорогие земляки. I'm kidding. Hello, everybody. If you don't understand something, because I may have some, like my wife says, I say some words funny in both languages. So a few words about myself. My name is Mikhail. That's like full first name. Or you can say Misha, short. You know, like Mikhail Gorbachev, maybe heard of him. So my name is Misha. I am Russian. I look like a Mexican guy, but I am actually Russian. And sometimes I look like an Indian guy and many other nationalities. That's, I guess, what God gave me. So sometimes in America people try speaking Spanish to me. So, and I have to say, no lo sé bien, no comprendo. So it's a great honor to share a few words with you. And in the end, my family, my kids, and myself will sing a song for you in Russian. Because I guess you know your English songs, and you need to hear our family song. So Kevin, Pastor Kevin preached last time about being part of a church, of a local church body. And that really moved me, because I came to the Lord in 96 when dinosaurs were walking on the earth. That's what I normally tell my youth, you know, when dinosaurs were alive, I came to church. And so, and since then, I've been a part of my local church, my only church. It's the name of my church is pretty short: Irkutsk Prayer Center World Harvest. So our church is really mission focused. We focus on planting churches in Russia and beyond. At this point, it's in Russia. We pretty much plant, our association plants a church every year. And what's an interesting fact for you, have you heard the song, "My God's Not Dead, He's Sure Alive"? It's not Newsboys' song. Its song was written by a gentleman, Daniel Bashta, and his father, in the end of the 80s, he got a vision from the Lord to plant 25 churches in Russia and along the railway. We have a long railway throughout Russia. So, and that's how our churches were planted. They were planted by different American families. So you technically also have a part in this, you know? Like they say, we know everybody through like 6 handshakes. So probably you know my pastor, maybe some of you. So our church was planted by a gentleman from Louisiana, Larry Stockstill Church, Bethany World Prayer Center. He came to Siberia with his family, and they planted a wonderful church. So when I came to church, it was about 20 people, 25. Now it's about 400 people, 500 with kids. So God is growing our church. Amen. So I wanted to share about Christ-focused life. I think a lot about it. So why even we go to church? You know, why? Church is a great club, isn't it? There are people who normally, you know, don't drink, I mean, or drink not too much, I don't know. They normally have good habits. They live longer. It's a great place to be. Amen? People normally smile better than in Walmart. Well, because I was in a store, I saw the salesman was smiling to one person, really, you know, honestly, and then the other one, he frowned, and then he smiled. It's like, how are you? So I guess in church, you have nice people. Sometimes they fight too, but it's a great place to be. But why to be a part of the church, you know? It was last time, so I'll talk about something else. But so I'd like to read from the Bible, ESV, American Standard Translation. So Matthew 6:33 says, "But seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added to you." Amen? So, and I was like, what does it mean, seek the kingdom of God? Do I seek it when I come to church? Well, I better when I sing songs, when I listen to a sermon. But what does it mean? How does it translate into my daily routine? Yeah, daily life, everyday life. Good. Like, you know, sometimes I knew one Christian. She would rent an apartment with other, you know, with other girls, roommates. And every time she would rent an apartment, she would say, "Those girls are so awful." And then she moves to another one, the other awful girls. So I was like, maybe a problem is in you. Maybe, you know. And So are we seeking the kingdom of God in the place where we are? Because church really is who we are. Are we bringing church out of the church walls? Because church is like Pastor Kevin said last time, it's people, right? Ecclesia from Greek. That's gathering of the chosen ones. So are we bringing that ecclesia outside when we talk to people in Walmart, for example? Yeah, are we trying? I remember when we were giving birth to our first child, our local supermarket was all like, come on, did she give birth? Did it happen? That was fun. Are we bringing our sweet spirit? You know, the Bible says we need to have the fragrance of Christ. How do we smell? Do we smell good at work, or people do not want to smell us? You know, sometimes I say to people, if you quit your work and people praise the Lord, it's good, but maybe you did something wrong. You know, you need, when are you bringing the Lord in the place where you are right now? And sometimes people say, I don't want to be in this place. People cuss there, you know, swear. I say, hallelujah, God put you there. Because sometimes, you know, I forgot the name of the gentleman. I think it was beginning of the 20th century. They tried to build a Christian city, Christian town. It was called Zion. And it went bankrupt. And I was like, hallelujah. That's not God's plan for us just to accumulate together, you know. God's plan for us is to spread and bring the gospel where people do not know the gospel. Amen? You know, we are not pulled pork to, you know, boil for hours. Sorry, that's a weird joke. I believe seeking the kingdom of God is when we are seeking God, putting Him the center of our life in our daily, everyday moment. You know, I know we are not perfect, but it's not about that. It's about you go to work, you bring Jesus to work. You know, you go to supermarket, you know. There are a lot of immigrants in supermarkets, you know. They need to see Jesus, not only by preaching, but, you know, by the sweet spirit. Amen? Righteousness means being right before the Lord. I'm right. Righteousness, you know. And how are we right before the Lord? We're right before the Lord when we know the Lord. The Lord makes us right before Him. We cannot make ourselves right before the Lord. I mean, we cannot make right choices. But essentially, our focusing on the kingdom, on His presence, gives us an ability to be right before Him. Amen? All right. Hallelujah. Are you here? You know, I love to think of Joseph. He's a great example. Joseph had a very great God's plan in his life. God sent him into slavery. Sometimes we think bad things happen to us. Oh no, God, why are you punishing me? And actually, He's not punishing you. He's making you into a Joseph. Or if you are a woman, Josephine, you know. He is sending you on a trip. He is preparing a path for you. We just cannot grasp and comprehend sometimes why God is doing that, you know. Like we would say in Russia, Зачем? Why? You know, what's going on, God? So I'd like to read from Genesis 39, verse 2. It says, the Lord was with Joseph, and he became a successful man. You know, when you are with God, you are successful. Even if you don't see that. Amen? Even if you don't feel it. What makes you successful is God who lives inside of you. All right. And he became a successful man. And he was in the house of his Egyptian master. His master saw that the Lord was with him and that the Lord caused all that he did to succeed in his hands. So Joseph found favor in his sight and attended him. And he made him overseer of his house and put him in charge of all that he had. From the time that he made him overseer in his house and over all that he had, the Lord blessed the Egyptian's house for Joseph's sake. God wants to bless your household, your township, your county, because He is with you for His sake. Amen. I heard you have quite a few, you know, like drugs around in the north. God wants to bring God's presence there, His presence there, you know. God wants to bring a change to the places, like in Isaiah 61, He came to restore old ruins, remember? Because ruins don't have to stay ruins, they need to be rebuilt. And you are the people to rebuild them, I mean, we are the people. All right. And I like how it ends, these verses. The blessing of the Lord was on all that He had in house and field. So for me, seeking the kingdom of God means this, that I choose to follow the Lord, not the Lord to follow me. Because I was looking that word up today, how to say that better. And I chose this word that I'm going to say on purpose. So there are two kinds of wills of God. There is perfect will of God and tolerable will of God. Tolerable. Do I say it correctly? Tolerable. Yeah, you can say it better. Yeah, tolerable. In Russian, это допустимая воля Бога. Tolerable will of God. Tolerable will of God, and we say, God, I'm doing this, you follow me. And, you know, and we had a funny thing. We have annual camp, and I'm really strong about going to camp. I say, I love you anyway, but you got to make sure you're going to youth camp. If you're not going to youth camp, I mean, God still loves you. So one girl, she couldn't make it. I mean, I don't know. She was studying or something, and she came to our house. She's talking to me, and she's saying, I did that and that. I did that and that. I couldn't go to camp, but God still loves me. I was cracking up. Of course, God loves you, but she didn't go to camp. You know, I'm not saying she did something bad. It's an illustration that, you know, we so often say, God, I'm going. When I married Miss Saxa back in the day, most people like, oh, you want to immigrate to America? They were afraid of her. And to do the justice, most people who I know who married American individuals immigrated. But I was like, it ain't no me. It's not me. Because I want to follow the will of God. When we meet people, they say, when are you going to immigrate? When are you going to leave? Or why are you still here in Russia? I was like, and I'm saying, God wants me here in Russia. You know? Because I want to be where He is. I don't want to be where I am, and then I say, God, you follow me. He may not follow you. This is the truth. He may still love you. There was a story of one gentleman who, in his old age, he was really saddened when he met with one missionary. And he was saddened, he said. Once he was telling that guy, the younger guy, I once had a call from the Lord to do something for Him, but I didn't listen to Him. And time passed. And I'm not able to do that anymore. But you can. Amen? So in Russian you say amen is amin. You want to learn? Amin? So I'll invite my children to sing a song for you. I'd like to close up with these words. You know, there is more if we seek. If we want, God will grant us more. You know, and I think God maybe has been speaking to many of you that there is more than just coming on Sunday. Sunday is part of the question, part of the equation. Amen? There is more than just, you know, living your own life. There is God's life. And then you realize it has never been my life if I'm seeking the kingdom of God. Because if it's God's life for me, then all the things will be added to me later. Because when you follow the pillar, or the fire pillar, or the cloud, then God will provide. I'm not talking about only, you know, physical, material provision. I'm talking about every kind of provision you can think of, including the emotional, other things. Amen? Let's close in prayer and we'll sing a song for you. You can come up. Yeah. Thank you, God, for this wonderful church. I'm grateful for this opportunity to share this word. And I pray for all of us that you would lead us, that we would put you in the center of our life because we have the capability. And I pray that you would lead us and that we would follow. I pray that we would not try imposing our own path on you, God, but you would lead us and help us follow you. Thank you for everybody who's here. Thank you for this community and for the state and for this church and for the impact that this church is going to have on the state. Amen. All right, come on. We'll sing it without microphones. I think you'll hear. That's our song. It's in Russian. It says that everything in me is going to give you praise. Fire burning in my heart, and other words, basically. And Jesus, I'm giving you my life. Just a moment. Ready? Okay, good. Amen. What? Yeah. All right, let's go. Thank you, everybody. If you want to come and talk later, we'd love to talk to you. God bless you.